Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board with us as we face the issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion today as we talk about a subject that I believe is, should be an encouragement and a challenge to every listener today. Truth wins. That's T-R-U-T-H. Truth wins. I understand we may not see it in the current era. We may not see it today or tomorrow. But we're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, several major issues that are coming to fruition that's pointing out the truth does win. Ultimately, we're discovering what so many of us have said for several months, if not over the past couple of years in particular. We're watching some good news today, ladies and gentlemen, in several areas the media is not covering, the media is not talking about, but we need to talk about it. That just gives an indication that truth wins in the end. As we face the issues, let me remind you that we invite you to make your telephone call. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion, as some have called it, putting in your 2 cents worth. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the truth of the Word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free." Now, multitudes give a paraphrase of that, or a half quote that, or take just a little fragment of that, those two verses, or say the truth shall make you free. But ladies and gentlemen, that's a prerequisite to the truth setting us free. That's continuing in the word of God. Then it indicates a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's then that we'll know the truth. And it's then that the truth shall set us free. In fact, Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." And John 17:17, the scripture says very, very clearly, "Thy word is truth." It's speaking of the truth of the word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalm 117:2, the scripture says very clearly, "And the truth of the Lord endureth forever." It is truth that we ought to be seeking, searching for, and carrying out in our lives today. In fact, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer that says, "Seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." But ladies and gentlemen, truth is not sought after today. Truth is not a superlative in the minds and the hearts of multitudes today. Truth is denied, rejected, and dissed, as the world calls it. But we need to stand on the truth of the Word of God. We'll be talking about some of that today as we talk about truth, and we're looking at truth wins, and we're talking about some of the issues that's in society today that's pointing out very clearly that truth shall win. Now listen very carefully. I'm not going to try to sit here and get you to believe somehow, some way, that everything that we do and everything that we say is going to be vindicated and validated in our lifetimes. It may be sometimes. In fact, a very close friend of the family's, a physician near in this city, he said one day as we were discussing some of the issues about COVID, he said, "I believe that within 10 years, the entire medical system will look back in sadness and regret over what they've done and what they've said in relationship to COVID." That's ultimately saying the truth wins. And we're seeing more and more glimmers of that truth winning even today as we see the truth coming out about Pfizer, big tech, as we see truth coming out about the vaccination, what it does and does not do. We'll talk about some of those things on this broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right here in the heart of Mandarin. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, ladies and gentlemen, that will help you to find Tools for Time. 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. In the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of the family members of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's word intended it to be. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about truth wins. Truth wins. Now, there's some good news. Listen very carefully. And I picked this subject to start this broadcast off with today, because we'll have a smattering of different things that points out the truth is winning. One of the good news items today, ladies and gentlemen, is that the socialist Marxist media is not talking about it all. And one of those items and some good news in relationship to truth winning, many of you might have heard the term, the name Judge Roy Moore. Judge Moore served as a Supreme Court Justice of the state of Alabama. He ultimately was put into the crosshairs and information and news across America and around the world when he had installed in front of the courthouse, the federal courthouse, the Ten Commandments etched in stone. He was mocked, laughed, demeaned, challenged, chided, sued, etc. Ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, he ran for a Senate seat in the state of Alabama. And in doing so, he was derided, laughed at, mocked, and a PAC, Political Organization, Political Action Committee, set up funds to try to destroy his reputation. They published all kinds of fallacious, false information. They claimed he was a pedophile. They went back and took some tidbits out of context, made it look like he was a real pedophile, even faked a phony interview and asked him questions to try to put him on the spot to make it look as though he was guilty. But ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news that the media is not talking about on that. Judge Roy Moore has just won a lawsuit against the Democratic Super Political Action Committee, and the Marxist media is not talking about it. They're not talking about Judge Roy Moore winning an $8.2 million judgment against that organization. Listen to one of the articles on that. Judge awards former U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore over $8 million in defamation case. Dateline August the 13th. I'll read two or three blurbs because it's needful. A federal jury has found that the Democratic Super Political Action Committee, called PAC, defamed Judge Roy Moore, a former Republican sheriff and U.S. Senate candidate, in a television ad during his failed 2017 U.S. Senate bid in Alabama. The Senate Majority PAC, PAC, made a false statement about Judge Moore that was defamatory. The verdict returned on August the 12th states, the PAC, that's the PAC, also published the statement, despite knowing that it was false, or acting with reckless regard as to whether or not the statement was false, according to the jury's findings. Jurors found that the majority, Senate Majority PAC, invaded Judge Moore's privacy. They awarded Moore $8.2 million. Quote, I feel this is vindication, and I thank the Almighty God and the jurors in this case for a great victory over our corrupt political system, Moore said in his statement. Further in the article, it states, Judge Moore won the 2017 Republican primary runoff election to replace Senator Jeffrey Sessions, Republican of Alabama, who then was President Trump's, had tapped to be the Attorney General for the Trump administration. Ahead of the general election, a group linked to the Senate Majority PAC ran a 30-second advertisement nearly 1,000 times on television networks in Alabama that accused Judge Moore of soliciting sex from young girls at a mall, according to the complaint. The claim was based on a report from the New American Journal, which cited so-called anonymous sources, and later said that it was inaccurately reported that. Quotes were meant to create the false impression that Judge Moore solicited sex from a 14-year-old girl at the Santa's Helper at the mall shop. The very source they cited in the ad featured the statement, the complaint said. The Senate Majority PAC said the accusations were baseless, but U.S. District Court Judge Corey Mays, a Trump appointee, rejected multiple attempts to have the case thrown out of court, leading to a full trial. Moore lost the campaign by about 21,000 votes to Doug Jones. Most of you know the rest of the story. Doug Jones is a rhino liberal that displaced Judge Roy Moore because of the lie that had taken place. Ladies and gentlemen, the Marxist media will not report the win that Judge Moore has gotten in that, will not report the vindication that he's gotten as a result of the suit that's been dragged on now for several years. Judge Moore is a good man. He and his reputation, his professional career, and his life had been ruined by the socialist Marxist media and the socialist democratic operatives that were carrying that out. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article about Judge Moore. Title of the article, Vindicated. That's a good title, Vindicated. But let me just pause for a moment. Where does he go to get his reputation back? Where does he go to get his professional career back? Where does he go to get his life back? Where does he go to put the pieces back together that were shattered, disintegrated, eviscerated, destroyed as a result of the demonic lie? Vindicated. Judge Roy Moore wins $8.2 million in a defamation judgment against the Senate Majority PAC. Senate Majority PAC, the rhino apparatus to control the GOP with swamp politicians in Washington, D.C., is being forced to pay $8.2 million judgment to Judge Roy Moore after a jury found them guilty of defamation of Roy Moore's character. The Senate Majority PAC helped Democrats win a U.S. Senate seat in Alabama back in 2017, killing Judge Roy Moore's chances to win as a Republican because he was not beholden to the swamp. Perhaps you relate to that with what's happening now with President Trump. The destruction of his campaign included circulating ads that were false accusations that insinuated that Judge Moore was a pedophile. The claim deemed defamatory by the court was used by the Senate Majority PAC in their shopping mall ad against Moore. It claimed falsely that Moore was actually banned from the Gadsden Mall for soliciting sex from young girls. Now they will have to pay $2.2 million for their scurrilous accusations and lies. This is a huge blow to the Majority Super PAC out of Washington, D.C., that inferred in a Senate election that of the state of Alabama. The people of this state are tired of the dirty politics, the dirty tricks, and the swamp's attempt to the establishment in corrupt D.C. to control who the people of this state elect to the United States Senate. Quote, The verdict by the jury was of regular people in the state of Alabama represents a great legal victory over those who will say and do anything to capture an election, including dragging the name of a good man through the mud to destroy his hard-earned reputation. The facts of this case were so egregious that the jury quickly found actual malice against the Senate Majority Super PAC. God's truth and justice won the day for Judge Roy Moore, said Jeff Witterbrink, Moore's attorney, in his press release, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we see things taking place across the nation today in the political swamp. We see things taking place that we would have thought would have never taken, would never happen in America. We see things like the FBI and the DOJ, where the DOJ authorized the FBI to go in and raid President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago in South Florida. We're watching things today that's unfurling and unfolding in relationship to the lie that we've been told for 2 years about the COVID jab and about the COVID pathogen and about what we should do in our nation, and it's destroyed the economic base of our nation. We watched all of these things take place, ladies and gentlemen, and it's been the demonic lie, demonic battle, a demonic lie that's been brought upon us. And as a result of that, multitudes today are just now trying to understand some of the facts, and some of the truth is just now coming out, ladies and gentlemen. But the scripture is very, very clear. I want us to remind us that in Proverbs 26:27, the scripture tells us that if a person digs a pit for someone to fall in, they're going to fall in the pit themselves. In that same text in Proverbs 26:27, it talks about if you're rolling a stone up the hill to be a calamitous event for someone else, it's going to roll back on you. And so, ladies and gentlemen, what God's word is saying is when there's a purposeful attempt to destroy another person, a purposeful attempt to lie and deceive, there is the judgment of God. God is seeing, God is hearing. He's not blind, he's not deaf, he's not dumb, he's not on vacation, he's not sick, he's not dead. He's still on the throne. And ladies and gentlemen, Judge Moore's case is just one of several suits that he filed. I think there's two or three other cases still that's working their way through the courts, and it is my prayer that he'll be vindicated in each and every one of them. Perhaps that will come in a timely fashion that will say to the rhinos in Washington, the rhinos in the different states across America, as well as to the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, that you cannot do these things of eviscerating another individual's character just to have a win. That's what happened with the Biden administration, the folks that put Biden in office. It was a fraudulent election that stole the election. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, what we're seeing taking place in the five major battleground states with some of the evidence and some of the information that finally coming to fruition, that points out and validates that the election was a stolen election. But ladies and gentlemen, there's other good news. Truth wins. The CDC has just announced that they were wrong in rejecting natural immunity for COVID. Hear me. One of the major, major things, there was the battle early on in the CDC argument to lock down, the CDC argument for masks, the CDC's arguments to have the COVID jab. The major, major, major promulgating factor was Dr. Scott Atlas, that was on the scene for just a brief period of time. He was mocked at, laughed at, demeaned, decried by the socialist Marxist media. He was challenged and chided and claimed to be putting out false information. When Dr. Scott Atlas said that we do not need COVID vaccination, we do not need lockdown, we do not need the mask, we simply let the COVID pathogen run its course to gain what he called herd immunity. Some other scientists have called it natural immunity. Herd immunity and natural immunity. That's what was being promulgated and pushed, but it was laughed at and mocked, rejected by the swamp, if you will. Rather than allowing natural immunity or herd immunity, you'll recall that the CDC, the NIH, and the FDA all colluded to declare the need for a lockdown for the entire society. And it destroyed businesses. Well, headline news says this. new CDC COVID-19 guidance is agency, guidance is agency admitting it was wrong. The new CDC COVID-19 guidance is agency is wrong, according to an epidemiologist's review of what is taking place now with the CDC and the FDA, etc. Let me just read you a blurb and we'll take our caller. This article says, dated August 13th, the new Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidance is the agency acknowledging it was wrong. I want you to underline that. It was wrong in the past to downplay natural immunity and promote unprecedented policies like asymptomatic testing, a California epidemiologist says. The new guidance, released August the 11th, rescinds and alters a number of key recommendations, including treating unvaccinated and vaccinating people differently for many purposes, explicitly stating that people with previous infections have protection against severe illness, and removing the 6-foot social distancing advice from its website. The CDC is admitting it was wrong. What they'll say is that, well, the population is more immunized now, has more natural immunity now, and now's the time for the science to change with our policies, quote, end quote. But a large percentage of the U.S. population has had natural immunity or protection from prior infection, according to the report, with over 80% of the elderly population that had protection from severe disease from COVID-19 vaccines, previous infection, or both since 2021. This is two years too late, but it's a good step, this writer says. Further, it states, and I quote, the fact that the CDC governance website changing guidelines and guidance shouldn't be taken as proof that they are necessarily wrong on any particular issue. That's their claim. They're saying that's not proof that we're wrong on other issues, but it's proof that they're admitting that they were wrong. Truth is winning in this battle. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. I believe we have a caller in the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how are you doing today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good, doing good. There's a couple teachable moments in there as far as Judge Roy Moore. And that is, thou shalt not bear false witness. I mean, didn't anybody that wrote this article catch that?
Apparently they didn't.
And then the second teaching moment, and I know this applies to Christians when you're talking about a brother there, but it is a teachable moment for somebody who's a secular. You know, you got something against your brother, make sure you look at yourself, remove the log before you remove the splinter. And then there's another moment where if you want to correct your brother, you go to him personally. Then he doesn't correct, bring a member of the church. If he doesn't correct, then bring the church in there. So truth is definitely something that God has spoken to all of us and told all of us that, you know, the truth is better for you than a lie. And there's multiple scriptures that in regards to that. And one of them's even in the Ten Commandments. I don't remember what number it is, though. What number is that?
I'll not bear false witness. I would have to go back and look at it. I can't.
I know it's one of them.
It's one of them, yes. I'm going to guesstimate it's about the early portion of the first five, but I've not looked at it in the past 15, 20 minutes. But you're exactly right. One of the things you remember, Pilate said, what is truth? The scripture says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. And yet we have a whole battle today taking place over truth. It seems that we have an entire administration that is seeking to find a lie and to promulgate a lie rather than speaking the truth and showing the truth.
That is 100%. Straight up.
Absolutely. So I'm thankful that there's a modicum of truth coming out and several other things that we'll talk about today that brings out that fact so clearly. In fact, Jim, I'll give you the headline of another article here. Exclusive. CDC admits it gave false information about COVID-19 vaccine surveillance. Dateline August the 11th. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is admitting that it gave out false information We would have never believed that, would we? Gave out false information about COVID-19 vaccine surveillance, including inaccurately saying it conducted a certain type of analysis over 1 year period before it actually did. The false information was covered in a response to the Freedom of Information Act, a FOIA request for the results of the surveillance. And after the CDC claimed COVID-19 vaccines are being monitored by the most intensive security safety monitoring system in history, it was discovered that it was not at all. We've been lied to. And the fact is now, Jim, the truth is ultimately coming out. And I believe we're going to find the onion being peeled with layer after layer coming off more rapidly than we dreamed possible as we're seeing these days go by. And I'm thankful for that. Thank you so much for your call, Jim. We need to keep looking up. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. As far as COVID, I caught that last October. I wasn't sick before that for a long, long time, and I haven't been sick since then. But the one thing that I have noticed, just my personal observation, everybody that I know that has been vaccine, booster, and boosted there, they're the ones that are catching it for 2 and 3 times. I'm kind of glad that I stuck to my guns on all that whole thing there, because I do believe that there's a lot of stuff that has not been told that will come out in the future as well.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. In fact, I've got documents that shows that 91% of those that are being hospitalized for COVID had been vaccinated. This is the reason, Jim. Now, with the CDC, they're saying that we're not to treat the patient any different, vaccinated or unvaccinated, not to show any difference between the two. That is an astounding admission by the CDC. And I think we'll find more and more as the onion is being peeled. Imagine that, yes. I mean, CDC, the DOJ, the FBI, the NIH, none of those folks would lie to us, I'm sure.
No, sir. No, sir. But as long as the sun comes up, they won't, right?
That's right. Absolutely. Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Good, sir.
Right on target. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about truth wins. And I want you to be encouraged by that factor. So, because so many times we think that somehow, some way, we've been steamrolled over with the juggernaut that's called lies, and the demonic lies still prevail in America today. It's taking place as we watch the unfurling of the events, and we'll talk about that further after the broadcast. The unfurling of the events are surrounding the Mar-a-Lago raid on President Trump's house. We're finding little by little, as the onion is, even at this stage, being peeled when court cases are being demanded. In relationship to it, the revelation of the facts surrounding the warrant, who authorized it, why it was authorized, and what they received. I think we'll see more and more as truth wins. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll have about a top of the hour, 1 minute news hour, news moment. Be right back right after the news.